Hi everyone, this is Li Han. I'm your host for today. So today we'll be talking about Season 4 October 2019 update. So first, the first card I'll be talking about is the Elixir Golem. So the Elixir Golem has 3 Elixir. The damage is 105 per second and it's about the same as Golem, 113 per second. So when the Elixir Golem dies, it breaks up into Golemites. Elixir Golemite, and when the Elixir Golemite dies, it further breaks up into Elixir Blobs. So the Elixir Blobs will give 1 Elixir to opponent when destroyed on the field. So the opponent will get into 4 Elixir, because the Elixir Golem will first break up into 2 Golemites, and the Golemites will break up into the Golemite will break up into 2 Elixir blocks. So 2 times 2 equals to 4. So personally, I think it's an advantage for the for you and your opponent, because you will get to deal 105 damage per tower per second, whereas your opponent, when he destroys your Elixir, your 4 Elixir blocks, you'll get 4 Elixir. This card is a rare, as your rarity, and this card will be a rare as your rarity, and it is cheaper than your 8 Elixir Golem that you have usually played with. Bit of advantage for your opponent, but it's still definitely cheaper, and I'm right. So the next segment I'm going to talk about is the bonus bank. So the bonus bank, when you activated Passera and you have completed all 35 tiers including the legendary chest, you'll be the bonus bank will open. So the bonus bank will give you 250 gold for every 10 crowns equivalent or 1 tier you complete after tier 35. So actually I think that this is copying a Clash of Clans, which also have a season bank. So the season bank, once you have completed all the segments in Clash of Clans, they'll give you a season bank for every player attack and get gold Elixir and Dark Elixir. And honestly, I find that this is a good thing to Clash Royale, because season bank, this bonus bank allows players to just play for fun and get gold, which is 250 per tier. Okay, so coming to my next point is about the gold rewards for every person that activates Clash Royale. So you can find this in your clan when a person activates his or her Pass Royale. So when they activate the Pass Royale, there will be a message that pops up and say that this so and so has activated the Pass Royale, and you'll get a 500 gold reward. So you get to collect it 10 times. So in total you'll get 5,000 gold, which will enable you to spend on upgrading cards or just buying the chest that you wanted from the shop. So you'll just get extra gold. So next I'll be talking about the card rebalancing. So first I'll be talking about I'll focus on 2 cards today. First I'll be talking about Night Witch. From the Night Witch will spawn 4 bats after it dies from 2 bats. So this move is great for Clash Royale, as initially the bats spawned by the Night Witch cannot kill the Sparky after it is destroyed, and the Sparky will get 1 hit on the Princess Tower. But now with the additional of 2 bats spawning, and the Night Witch will have 4 bats, there will be you can kill the Sparky without the Sparky hitting the tower, so it's a good thing. Okay, so another card I'll be talking about is the buffing of Witch. So the Witch has been buffed from 84 damage per second to about the same damage of a Musketeer. But the but the bad thing is the hit points, the area damage range has been lowered. So the hit point have been lowered decreased 13%, and the attack range have been decreased about 17%. So personally, that I think that the increase in damage for witch is the benefits of the witch attacking outweighs the cons of the hit points at the witch, the hit points and the area damage range decreasing. So now the witch can one shot goblins, spear goblins, minions and dark goblins, when it usually you must take 2 or 3 shots to do the job. So honestly, I think that the witch reroll is quite good for Clash Royale, because the witch now can deal enough damage to kill a tank faster, like for example a giant, and it will now one shot goblins and spear goblins and even skeletons that has higher level. But the bad thing is it can still be countered by fireball lock combos that I've seen before, and if the fireball level is high enough, it can just directly kill the witch without even using the lock. And the skeleton formation has also changed. So at the start, when witch was first introduced to Clash Royale, it deploys 3 skeletons in front of the witch. But now Clash Royale have changed the mechanics. Now witch will deploy 4 skeletons around her, and after it dies, it does not spawn any more skeletons. Whereas in the previous seasons, after the witch died, you still deploy skeletons. So you might want to consider if you want to use witch. So I'll be recording my next episode in a few days time. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can just call my Singapore number +65 8502 8972, or you can just directly email me at thamlh123@yahoo.com.sg. So your questions and information will be just kept strictly confidential, and I'll just reply to them in when I see it. Okay, so that's all, folks. See ya in the next episode. Bye.